Friedel.
This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. Israel sent tanks into eastern Jabalia in the northern Gaza Strip early Sunday after a night of heavy aerial and ground bombardments. Jabalia is the biggest of Gaza's eight historic refugee camps and is home to more than 100,000 people. Health officials said the strikes killed 19 people and wounded dozens of others. Late on Saturday, the Israel military said forces operating in Jabalia are preventing Hamas, which controls Gaza, from reestablishing its military capabilities there. Israel, meanwhile, ordered new evacuations in Gaza's southern city of Rafah Saturday, forcing tens of thousands more people to leave as it prepared to expand its military operations deeper into what is considered Gaza's last refuge, in defiance of growing pressure from close ally the United States and others. Sunday, Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, spokesman Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari said the Israeli operation in the southern city of Rafah continues.
Our operations against Hamas in Rafah remains limited in scope and focus on tactical advances, tactical adjustments, and key military advantages, and have avoided densely populated areas.
Speaking Sunday in Kuwait, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres once again urged both sides in the Gaza conflict to continue working to end the fighting.
I repeat my call, the world's call, for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire, the unconditional release of all hostages, and an immediate surge in humanitarian aid. But a ceasefire will only be the start. It will be a long road back from the devastation and trauma of this war.
Israel's military operation in Gaza has killed close to 35,000 Palestinians, according to Gaza's health ministry. Afghan officials said Sunday the death toll from Friday's flash floods in the northern Baghlan province has risen to at least 315, with more than 1,600 people injured. This is VOA News. The Russian Defense Ministry says Moscow's forces have captured five villages Saturday in a renewed ground assault in northeastern Ukraine. Associated Press journalists in the city of Vovansk described multiple buildings destroyed after Russian airstrikes and barrages of Grad rockets. Ukrainian military officials believe the latest Russian offensive is an effort for Russia to strike while Ukraine awaits new weaponry from the U.S. and other Western allies. Correspondent Anna Chernikova reports for VOA from Kyiv.
In its latest report, experts of the Institute for the Study of War note that Russian troops have significantly increased the pace of ground attacks in eastern Ukraine over the past months. Additionally, the Ukrainian military reports that the number of combat operations has increased significantly from 84 on May 8 to 146 on May 9. They noted that most of the combat operations are taking place in the territory from the Kharkiv region to the border zone of Donetsk and Zaporizhia regions. Meanwhile, the U.S. has announced new arms deliveries to Ukraine in the coming weeks. Anna Chernikova, VOA News, Kyiv.
Longtime diplomatic adversaries Turkey and Greece are set to test a five-month-old friendship initiative when Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis visits the Turkish capital Ankara. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
The two NATO members share decades of mutual animosity, a tense border, and disputed waters. But they agreed to sideline disputes last December and focus on trade and energy, repairing cultural ties, and a long list of other items placed on the so-called positive agenda. Mitsotakis is meeting with Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan in Ankara on Monday as part of efforts to improve ties. That follows the solidarity Athens showed Ankara after a devastating earthquake hit southern Turkey last year. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Days of heavy rains in Australia have led to a landslide in the eastern suburb of Sydney early Sunday. The landslide, which left a large gaping hole in the road meters from the nearest apartment building, caused no injuries and serious damage to structures. But local resident Colin Scott said it was frightening.
It was like a bomb went off. It was just like a thud. And unfortunately, most of the water came down to us down below. But it was, the house was shaking. You can see by the force of the water, it's moved concrete, and we've got massive slabs of rock down there. The force was absolutely terrifying. We're just glad we're all safe.
Debris from the landslide littered the cliff slope as emergency crews cordoned off the area overnight. Swiss singer Nemo has won the 68th Eurovision Song Contest with the song The Code, an operatic ode to the singer's journey toward embracing a non-gender identity. Nemo beat Croatia's Baby Lasagna to the title by winning the most points from a combination of national juries and viewers from around the world. In Washington, I'm Jeff Custer. This is VOA News.